happens every Sunday night at Dryden Arena 2, and it's amazing that they can convert hockey ice to curling ice, so that's number one. You know, we're definitely looking for a few more teams this year. We had a junior team vacate. They're off to university, so we're looking for basically any type of curler, whether you're new to the game, you used to play the game, you know, because it's a totally open league in the sense that you can put a you can put a team together, a mix of anything that you want. So it could be men, women, juniors, seniors, families. Very nice that way. Very low competition, I guess, or non-competitive. It's just a total fun league. So you can just enjoy the sport. You know, one of Canada's favorite sports. Something you can do and socialize with other people at the same time. It's only an hour and a half. We've truncated it down to six ends instead of eight ends, just to make it a little easier on your body, so to speak. And pretty happy this year that Dryden GM is going to offer 50% off or sponsor half the fee for a junior team, so anyone 18 and under. So only for $250 you can play for the entire season, which is really nice. So basically Sunday nights starts at 5:15. The next draw is at 7 o'clock. And if we have enough teams, it's also a third draw at 8:45, and we always rotate it around to make sure that everybody you know, doesn't get set with a certain time. So to make it fair for everyone.
Let's go back to Dryden GM, because they've always invested in local youth, and this is just one more example of that. How important is it to boost the youth program?
Well, I think it's, you know, you take a look at our league, and, you know, we're all more on the upper end, so it was definitely nice to have a junior team for the last couple of years, and they didn't know how to curl when they started, and they had a great time, and we can teach you how to curl as well. If you've never curled before and want to start, then we can teach you how to do that. There's one team in particular that when the league started, the whole team did not know how to curl, and they're now one of our top teams. So it's just goes to show you, just with a little bit of time and a little bit of effort, that you can excel at a sport.
And what happens if you don't have equipment?
So the arena does have equipment there as far as sliders, so you can slide on the ice. They do have brooms, so you can sweep the rock and steady yourself as well. So pretty low cost as far as equipment that you need. If you want to invest in your own, that's fine. But if you just have a clean pair of indoor shoes so you don't track any dirt onto the ice, that's pretty well all you need.
All right, how can folks take part?
All right. So that's the thing. We're looking for teams, and it could be, if it takes 2 or 3 weeks or a month to put something together, then that's fine. We'll just reduce the rate that you have to pay. The full season starts October 16th and runs every Sunday until the end of February. But if you takes a while to get a team together, whether it's mid-November or into December, we'll prorate that fee so you can be included in the sport. We just want to have as many teams out there as possible. Our maximum amount of teams is 18, and we're currently at 10. There's also pay-as-you-play league on Monday mornings. Someone else takes care of that, so mainly retired people take part in that, and that's Monday mornings at the arena as well. So you only pay for when you go there to play, and they make teams up every Monday morning when you show up there, so that's also available to people as well.